Most of the substances present in the human body and in other living organisms, animals and plants, are polyfunctional organic compounds, i.e. compounds that have two or more different functional groups in their molecules. Hydroxy acids, keto acids and amino acids are important polyfunctional compounds. Hydroxy acids contain both the hydroxyl and the carboxyl functional groups. Keto acids are compounds that contain both the carboxyl and the ketone groups, and amino acids contain both the amino and the carboxyl groups. Triglycerides may be saturated or unsaturated depending on whether the hydrocarbon chains of the fatty acids contain double bonds or not. The esterification reaction occurs between the functional group OH of the fatty acid and the hydrogen atom of the hydroxyl group of glycerol. The hydrolysis reaction of triglycerides always produces a molecule of glycerol and three fatty acid molecules. Carbohydrates, also called glucides, are ternary compounds, C, H, and O, and are particularly important biologically for both their function in providing chemical energy and as they constitute the structural components of many vegetables. They can be classified into simple carbohydrates, monosaccharides and disaccharides, and macromolecular carbohydrates, polysaccharides. Polyhydroxyaldehydes and polyhydroxyketones are monosaccharides whose molecules are made up of 5 or 6 carbon atoms and are therefore also called pentose and hexose respectively. Biologically, ribose, enaldopentose, glucose, enaldohexose, and fructose, a ketohexose, are among the most important monosaccharides. Disaccharides are compounds formed by 2 monosaccharide molecules joined by a glycosidic bond. This bond is formed as a result of the condensation reaction between the OH group of a monosaccharide and the OH group of another monosaccharide. It forms an oxygen bridge between 2 atoms of carbon. Sucrose and lactose are 2 examples of disaccharides. The polysaccharides, starch, cellulose, glycogen, are macromolecular compounds that are formed by a large number of monosaccharide molecules linked together in a chain, always with a glycosidic bond. The reaction that allows you to break the glycosidic bond is termed carbohydrate hydrolysis. The peptide bond that joins 2 amino acids binds the carbon atom of a molecule with the nitrogen atom of the other molecule. It is formed by the condensation reaction between the carboxylic acid OH group and the hydrogen atom of the amino group. Proteins are macromolecules composed of amino acid molecules bound together in chains by means of the peptide bond. The protein hydrolysis reaction can break the peptide bond and thereby liberate its constituent amino acid molecules. DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, is a macromolecule composed of thousands of nucleotides linked together in chains. It is this sequence of nucleotides that carries genetic code. The sequence of decomposition of a nucleic acid is as follows. Nucleic acid gives nucleotide gives nucleosides plus H3PO4 gives monosaccharide plus heterocyclic base. Nucleotides are compounds that are formed by the esterification reaction between a nucleoside and a phosphoric acid molecule. The condensation reaction between deoxyribose and 1 of 4 heterocyclic bases, cytosine, adenine, thymine, and guanine, present in DNA, gives rise to a nucleoside.